dark side. Light this bitch up.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Bros Think Big podcast. This is where we talk about the simple and yet complicated ideas of self-improvement. Josh, what are we going to be talking about today?
Today, we're going to be talking about self-accountability and how it's essential in order to be successful. And to start off, I just want to say the definition, just to make sure you understand what exactly it is, and is defined as when an individual takes responsibility for their actions rather than blaming others. And I think that's pretty self-explanatory, right? I mean,
yeah.
But it's very important. And if you start blaming other people for the rest of your life, you'll have no friends. Simple as that. But does anyone else want to take over to start off?
Yeah, I think even if it's not your fault, the problem that's coming in a way, I think you should still try to like take the blame, because it can't be just other people. You know, there's always two people in a problem. There's just not one.
It's a really powerful skill to be able to accept responsibility. I mean, you look at all the greats in the world, these historical figures, I think they have mastered that themselves, just because how important it is. People gain connections so much easier with it. I just feel like you'll become so much friendlier. People are going to want to engage with you. It just makes sense.
The second you turn away from like, give me a sec. The second you turn away from yourself and start taking others as the reason to blame, it creates not only a bad reputation on yourself, but for others. Like, if you're not accountable, you will gain no friends, you will gain no respect, and you will have no dignity. Like, those are three essential qualities for especially men, but of course for women too, to have, you know what I mean, to strive for. You want to have respect, you want to have dignity. And if you don't have accountability and you can't really, I don't know how to word this correctly, if you can't,
like, face the truth?
Yeah, if you can't face the truth, basically, good way to put it, you won't get anywhere. You won't progress. You won't get better.
Yeah, because at that point, it's like you're making excuses, basically. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because that's one way of not facing the truth, by making excuses. Let's say going to the gym, you're like, oh, I'm tired today. That's you know what I mean? You're not being accountable because you're making excuses and basically not facing the reality, and you're skipping gym because you're like feeling tired. I mean, obviously, everybody feels tired in some sense, but they still do what it has to be done, because it's facing the reality, right? Because it has to be done.
Yeah, I'd like to point out that accountability isn't just like accepting your responsibility or accepting blame. There's lots of, like, an example of accountability would be asking for help when you need it. Stuff like that. Like, that stuff is so important. Or recognizing a problem rather than ignoring it. That stuff is self-accountability. Where does the idea of that get you so far? I'm not trying to be just funny or anything like that. Like, just if you, like, for example, let's say when I'm asking for help when I need it, back to that point, right? If I'm the idiot in the room, have you guys ever heard of this story where there's like, and the idiot in the room that asks all the annoying questions and everyone just like looks around and rolls their eyes, but when the meeting was over, everyone looked at him and he asked them, did you guys understand that? And they all said no. Because he was able to ask those questions, he became
smarter than everyone else. He kind of understood the most, right?
Yeah. I explained the story really bad because I really don't want to get into it. But the point is, like, you need to be able to accept that type of stuff.
And I just want to go to a little other point that I really wanted to mention in the podcast is, I'm going to cite exactly what I wrote. It is personal accountability. Is not the same as merely accounting for our transgressions. This negative understanding of accountability is not only painted as a punitive thing, but fails to capture the breadth of its true meaning. It suggests that accountability is what happens when we performed poorly, a consequence. But in reality, personal accountability is a proactive decision that we should greet as an opportunity. And what I'm really trying to get out of this message, I mean, if you guys want to listen to it again, I think it's very powerful, is we get this big connotation that it's so negative to have accountability, and it's punishing. And actually, I saw another statistic saying 80% of people see accountability as punishing. 80%. 4 out of 5 people think of it as like a punishing thing to have, or a punishing thing like, oh, he's accountable. Like, he might get like when you do something bad, you're getting punished. But having accountability is so, it gets this negative connotation when it really is something that's such a powerful quality to have, powerful thing to just.
I don't understand how it's negative though. Like, yeah, people thinking it's a punishment, but like, how is that negative?
In the sense that, let's say I did something wrong, and then I don't want to admit to that, because that's what that study is basically saying. Like, so let's say I burned down.
Like, you look bad, basically.
Yeah, like let's say I burned down this orphanage. Right? Why are you laughing? Let's say I burned down this orphanage. Listen up, I'm answering this question.
Yeah,
I'm not laughing. Okay. I'm sorry. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's what, like I was saying, why would I want to admit to that, right? Because I knew it was going to be the crime, therefore, I'm going to have to face the court, therefore, that's the punishment. In that sense, 80% of people are referring to that as punishment, and it's even something small. You see all the time that little kids never have self-accountability, because, I mean, for example, when me and Josh were younger, I would always blame him. I'm not even going to lie. I would always blame him. I don't know if it was the same for you guys, because I was wrong. I was a misunderstanding. Like, if I broke a glass, I'd say Josh did it.
I just want to say, yeah, when you break a vase or something, we are scared. That's the punishment. We're, like, scared of the punishment of what's going to happen.
Like, my mom's going to
facing the true action, like, facing what you should do, which is tell your mother or tell your father, hey, I broke a vase. But we're scared, too. We're scared of the punishment aspect of it. That's the way this message is.
I think you shouldn't be seen that way, right? Is that what you're trying to
say? Yes.
Yeah, you really should.
And once you can master that skill of, like, you have to take accountable for it, you broke a vase, you should be responsible. It will take you so much farther in life than kind of distancing away from it, you know? Kind of hide
true truth. Yeah, I agree.
As far as, like, the blaming others point goes, like, think of it this way. Like, how would that connection go? How do you think Josh would feel when I would blame him, knowing that I didn't do anything, he didn't do it,
and I know he didn't do anything.
I did everything, he's taking punishment for it, not me.
It builds hate. Exactly, yeah.
Unless you're like a really, really deep, dark person in the bottom, that should hurt you too. Like, damn, like I lied and now I see what he's going through. That's on me. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want that.
Yeah, that's why the whole thing with, oh, he's just a kid, or he's going to learn, he's going to grow up from it. It's like, it's just an excuse, dude. That's a habit that you build up. Yeah, you might be young to understand if you're blaming somebody, you're taking the responsibility off of yourself, but at the same time, it really builds a habit in you that you're going to start taking stuff off from your shoulders, kind of thing, like a burden off of from your shoulders so you can blame it onto other people. And that way, guess what? You never learn. You really never learn what you made mistakes in, what you need to grow from. So it's never you, it's always others. It breaks you down too after you do that so many times, because you just build that guilt in yourself. You know, you did. You could have said, you know, it's my fault, I'm sorry, and you didn't, and you just came out as a good guy all the time. It builds up with you, and you feel that guilt in yourself. Like, I did this so many times, I never admitted. And you destroy yourself too in that sense, because you're becoming less confident. You're like,
or your dignity.
Exactly. Yeah. You know you did something wrong, but you won't admit to it. I know you did it.
You did that so
many times, because guess what? You do it once, you want to do it again, third time, and then it built up. Automatically do it.
There's so many examples of history of this happening. Even the Bernie Madoff scandal. Like, I don't know. I watched the little show on it, I think. My mother was putting it on it. Just like, you get so guilty of constantly lying and only making the matters worse and avoiding, and it burns you inside. It burns your morality. Like, it's just so hard to live with after so long. After you just have so many damn fucking lies, it just kills you inside. It's just a horrible thing to have.
That's why having accountability is a good thing, because
accountability
doesn't only, you're building up a strong relationship with people, because you're admitting on to the fact that what you did was wrong. You're becoming a better person because you're not living by a lie to yourself, and you're not destroying yourself and becoming less confident. So, see how many three things are going to be building up if you just take one simple thing admitting to something you did. You know what I mean? Just that and one simple
just
thing.
Just to show.
You can build up three things that are really important in life. There's a relationship with people, being powerful, and yeah.
Just to show exactly like how different you would be. 84% of the workforce describes itself as trying but failing or avoiding, which is exactly what we're talking, accountability, even when employees know what to fix, which in this scenario is just telling the truth. 84%. So if you simply master this one skill of being accountable when you're wrong and facing the consequence, you're the top 16% of people. Top 16. I don't know, but that's very low number. It kind of shocks me to say 84% of people.
What was the study or the experiment? What was that from? What kind of experiment or study, do you know? Or you just found that on? You said 84%.
It was just an article. That incredible article.
Yeah. My question is for the audience, like, how do you maintain self-accountability? Because the reason I'm asking this is, I believe it's nature that you aren't really born to be self-accountable. For example, why do you think all these kids always blame someone else, always try to avoid the problem instead of being honest and loyal? It's just nature. It makes sense, too. Human psychology, you want to avoid facing
consequences.
And so how do you guys maintain it?
Well, I think at a young age, we all start off, and it's kind of something you learn as time goes on. You can't learn in school. It just comes. And I think the first thing is acknowledgement, knowing that you are wrong. And one big phrase that you should always ask yourself is, rather than asking, how did I let that happen? I'm sorry. Say, how did I let that happen? Not, how did that happen? Don't blame it on circumstances. Don't blame it on the outside. Don't blame it on people. Ask yourself, how did you let that happen? I know we get all guilty of avoiding this question. And that's just one way to start. How did you let this happen?
I like that you shared, because I have a story. When it was online, when it was like quarantine, right? Yeah, COVID. I would always complain to my friend. I would be like, oh, this teacher is so annoying. She's giving me bad grades. And you know what he told me? Well, he's older than me. He's like 29. He already has family and stuff. And he told me this. He says, that's when I actually learned like a lot about accountability. He told me, even though it might be the teacher's fault, because in most cases, like, they lose your work, and then it's all, like, you know, but they blame it on you. He says, try this. Blame yourself no matter what. And I did do that, and the situation got better with teacher. I got better grade in her class, even though, like, she still tried to, like, give me bad grades. But because I took that step, it was harder for her to blame me something, because I was taking whole action with accountability to make things right.
That's really powerful right there. I really like that. You know, that's actually, since most of our audience is going to school at the moment, ask yourself how many times you blame the teacher for what they do and what they say for the reason you are having bad grades. I am very guilty. You just made me acknowledge that. Like, I personally have pretty good grades, but oh my God, do I like love complaining about the teacher. And that, for example, when you have the class average as a 64%, and you get a 69, and you should tell yourself you should be proud. You got a 69%. I don't know why I use that exact number, but like, you're kind of telling yourself, you're comparing yourself to the class, and you're kind of blaming, why did I not do better? I think that's such a good point you said.
And you know what most people say? I got a 69 in the class. Well, that's because this teacher has this favorite student, gives him a good grade. No, it can't be only that, right? It's got to be something in you. That's something we don't admit, and that is a big thing, because it was really hard for me to first understand when he told me that. I was like, I opened my eyes, I'm like, bro, what is he talking about, right? But he told me, listen, he told me, do not say anything back, go home and just think about this. And guess what I did? I thought of it. I was like, oh, dude, this is a great thing he told me, you know? Because, like, it changed my life, like, actually, not only because of school, just anything that came in life that was blaming others, blaming, oh, like, oh, it's a rainy day, I'm not going to go to practice, I'm feeling tired. That's also something that's you're not going to make excuse about. So, you know what I mean? It was a really, really good thing that happened to me. So I'm really thankful for that.
You have to take matters to your own hands. Yeah. You have to.
something that I also think really helps is if you can find a mentor, that someone that you know is a great example of being self-accountable, stuff like that. Just because that, if you, let's say you have someone to look up to for it and learn from, it'll help you out so much. And it can be anyone, a family member, a close friend. It could even be a celebrity. Just find out how they did it, research it, talk to them, whatever it is, and then you learn from them. That's just, that itself is a great way to be able to help yourself, because knowledge is key.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Something else you can do is identify your current goals, tasks, problems, objectives, stuff like that. It will set you onto the right path. Just research in general, like research topics on how to become more efficient with it, how to maintain it, how to develop it, whatever it is you're struggling with.
Yeah, that's actually a good thing you said, identifying the goal, right? Let's say you want to, here, I'm going to spring my own example, go to the Olympics, yeah. Right? There's so many cases where my coach might like not tell me the tournament that's coming up. And then most cases, like in the back in the days, I would be blaming him, right? But think about it this way, right? If let's say this whole time I keep blaming him, oh, he's not telling me this. It's not my fault. He's not doing this. He's not. Guess what? It's not gonna get me nowhere. But he's still. It's not gonna, because he's already in that age that he can't compete anymore. He can't go to the Olympics. But the problem is in me. I'm not gonna be the one that's gonna get to my goal. So who's gonna have to start work? Me, not him. Yeah, I see he's doing something wrong. But dude, take that in your own hands. Like, make it, control it. Like, even though it might be hard, but you know, just make that thing work, because it's for you. You gotta know how to take things in your own hands so that you don't end up nowhere because of those stuff that happen. You know what I mean?
I like how you said realizing it, but if I had to give my own reason, I would say reflecting on it. That's what I do. I like to reflect on things. I like to really see what happened when I wasn't self-accountable and what really happened when I was self-accountable. And kind of like this fear of having a fear of what's going to happen when you're not self-accountable, and the strength of you when you're self-accountable. So, I mean, when you combine this two, that's what really gives you a good understanding of what's going to happen. You're not self-accountable, how you're going down into this deep hole, dark hole, and how you're going to be looked at and who you're going to be surrounded by. And then when you really build up the self-accountability, how much strength and how much growth you build in yourself. Like, dude, understand this. When you know that most, like in a situation, you're not wrong for the most part, and you really find what you did wrong, instead of telling yourself, no, I wasn't wrong in this situation, I was right. Like, look for a solution. Look for a problem that it was in yourself, and how, if you did something right, or if you did something different, how that would have resolved the problem, or how it would be better. And then really, you're really going to understand better how turns out.
That's a great point. I think like after each task, project, whatever it is, assess yourself. It's critical that you ask yourself, how could I have improved or done better? That itself will, like, you'll learn how to become more efficient with future tasks, whatever it is.
You got to ask yourself, because you might ask someone else, but you can't, because sometimes we have this thing where we, let's say a problem happens in with friends, you ask them a question and they tell you the answer, but you don't believe it, right? Because it's like, oh, they're not telling the truth. But if you ask yourself, you know everything about yourself, so you're going to know the truth, you know what I mean? So if you're asking for the truth, you might not like the answer they give you, so you got to always ask yourself, what was the problem? Because yourself can tell you the actual truth if you find it. So Sadhu is that type of person. When we get into arguments with our friends, I go like, this dude was so annoying. Like, why would he? Sadhu always tells me, dude, find a problem in yourself. And like, he always does that. Yeah, it first pisses me off, but that's a great thing he always tells me. So
that's so off, right? I love that
you realize. Yeah, even arguments with him, just we have a lot of arguments and stuff. So like, that really helps me to reflect on what I did wrong. Sometimes there are situations where if we have an argument, you know, it's like you said, I really liked how you said it. It's a human nature. You really want to be the right person all the time. It's just makes you feel you're at a higher power, you know, at some point.
Yeah, ego.
Which our last
ego.
Episode.
Ego. Yeah. So yeah, it's in our nature. And then when you know that you're really not right in the situation, you're just trying to make yourself look right. So it's that's when your ego takes over. And yeah, that's what I said. When we have an argument and stuff, he tells me something, makes me realize how I was wrong in that situation. And that's what helps me grow and actually build up more self-accountability.
The best advice I can give to our audience is, honestly, if you're interested in learning more, just research, read, do whatever it takes, listen to podcasts, watch whoever you have to. For example, I can give you guys 3 well-researched books that are excellent on this topic. The first one's going to be Crucial Accountability. Then you can look into The Oz Principle. And then lastly, No More Excuses. Books like these, if you just look into them, I highly recommend it. You'll get a better understanding of the topic. They go into the benefits of it, the cons, the pros, everything.
Just to go back off the books, right? 3 habits of personal accountability that everyone should acquire, right? Number 1, be accountable to outcomes rather than tasks, right? Number 2, don't take breakdowns personally. They happen naturally. Things are going to happen in your life. Just let it be. And then number 3, own up and learn from your mistakes. Learning from your mistakes is the biggest thing. And being accountable, you have to learn. If you don't learn from it, it will take you nowhere. You will just be back to square one, blaming others, all that. I think that about wraps it up. Anyone have any final thoughts?
Wait, how can you take breakdowns personally? Like, what do you mean by that? I just don't
understand. You just blame yourself.
Like, say what kind of breakdown happens.
Well, mental. Like, don't kill yourself in the process. You know, don't be too hard on yourself. It's kind of like contradictory. Don't be too hard on yourself here, but you also want to blame yourself for what happened, take accountability, but don't kill yourself because of it, you know? Like, physically, I don't want to
say. Kind of like understand yourself here.
Yeah. Don't, like, let it ruin your entire life and your entire morals and forever be depressed.
All right.
Yourself there.
Makes sense.
It did. All right. And then I just want to say one last point. Sorry to keep holding up. Personal benefits of having self-accountability. So many. Top ones. Stronger relationships. You won't blame your friends, you'll blame yourself. They'll have more respect for you, you'll have more respect for them. Less stress. Can't stress us enough.
Ha ha ha.
More trust of other individuals. Trust essential in life, if you wanna, right? Better sense of self and self-efficacy.
What's efficacy?
I don't know. More focused use of time, higher self-esteem, and a growth mindset. And with that, quote of the day, who wants to share?
Go ahead.
Okay.
A body of a man holding themselves accountable to nobody out not to be trusted by anybody. A body of a man holding themselves accountable to nobody out not to be trusted by anybody.
You wrote this one?
Yeah.
Well,
do you not get?
I mean, not really, no.
Georgie.
Okay, yeah, basically it's saying a body of a man holding themselves accountable.
Wait. Hold on.
Yeah, it's just I want
to break it down. That's why I'm doing it.
Body of a man holding themselves.
Do you want me?
Yeah, let me.
Hold on.
What do you say? Basically, the quote is saying that.
Wait, I remember something else.
Go ahead.
It's saying that people that don't hold themselves accountable to nothing or anything like that can't be trusted by anybody. Because if you can't even say that I'm in the wrong and you're just going to put it on others, how do you think those others are going to say? They're not going to trust you. Not at all. So you have to, basically it's saying, it's telling you that you need to be able to hold yourself accountable. The whole point of this episode.
Of course. He wants to share a shout out.
And the shout out goes to Tottenham Shenyaradze 2005.
And on Instagram.
He said, I like the Reels clips of you guys saying motivation things are the best to work. Watch. Rushing forward will definitely.
Dude, I can't.
No, okay. I got it. You want me to get it?
Yeah.
All right. And the shout out.
From here, I can't see. Dude,
I'm sorry. I'll write it bigger. Yeah. Mine next time. And the shout out of the day. It's by, how do you say? I can't say that.
Tottenham Shenyaradze.
Whatever he said, 2005 on Instagram. I like the Reels. Clips of you guys saying motivational things are the best to watch. pushing forward will definitely uncover some special ability of yours. Thank you. It's very nice to hear. Very heartwarming. We appreciate
thank you so much.
Everything.
That was a great comment.
Mm-hmm. Great comment. Loved it. Make sure you guys follow us on the social media apps. You know, we're not just on YouTube. We're on Instagram. We're on TikTok. Everything. You know, and we'll write that in the description. Make sure you follow us.
Thank you guys for all the support. It means everything to us.
Think big, grow big.